Okay, so this is a diffusion exercise, and I'll explain what that is. But first, what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and arms, find a comfy spot for your head, for your shoulders, and just spend a few moments breathing nice and deep and slow in through your nose and out through your mouth. Just breathe in nice and deep and slow, trying to follow the breath so you can bring yourself into the moment you're in versus the previous moment or the next moment. So just trying to ground into this moment, to the sensation of your breath, to the flow of your breath in and out. Just trying to let all of the sensations fill your attention and let go of anything else that might be distracting. So breathing in nice and deep and slow, in and out. So as you continue to focus on your breath, bringing your attention into the here and the now, I'll just take a moment to explain the exercise. So this diffusion exercise is simply an exercise to help you recognize thoughts, emotions, sensations without holding them too tight or escaping from them, avoiding them, or minimizing them, ignoring them, or magnifying them. And also sometimes what people do is when they're overwhelmed by emotion, when they don't recognize they're upset, they self-medicate through alcohol, drugs, shopping, gambling, social media, or other forms of distraction, other forms of escaping and numbing. So the goal of this exercise is diffusion, which simply means to separate and observe. When we're fused with a thought, a feeling, a desire, we lose perspective. We don't notice it's happening. We act on things and then experience regret. We do things, think things. We get obsessed by things that aren't really serving us. So the exercise is to separate, to observe. It's easy to get hooked on, overwhelmed by distressing thoughts, distressing emotions, distressing events. It's easy to get hooked on a particular course of action. It's easy to get consumed. Instead, diffusion helps us learn to mindfully observe our thoughts, our feelings, even if we don't like them, our urges, even if we're not proud of them, to notice so that we don't become more and more easily aware of tendencies to dwell, to ruminate, to obsess, tendencies to become overwhelmed, to act on things we don't, in a way we wouldn't necessarily choose to or be proud of. So the exercise is to help aware, observe, gain perspective, to become mindfully aware of all the distressing, ugly, uncomfortable thoughts and feelings, urges that we may have. So the exercise is called STOP, S-T-O-P, and it's a simple four-step technique to help you separate, observe, notice uncomfortable feelings, thoughts, and urges, so that you can watch them occur in your mind, in your body, so you can watch them and observe them intensify and lessen all on their own. As if you're stepping outside of your body and watching it happening inside your body. And the goal of which is to become more observant, more compassionate, more aware, less overtaken, less reactive to to emotions, to thoughts, to urges, so that we can learn to both validate, acknowledge, process emotions in a more constructive way. So just taking a few more moments to get centered into the moment you're in, focusing on your breath, slowly coming in either through your nose or your mouth, flowing all the way in deep into your ribs, and exhaling all the way out, exhaling, releasing breath, releasing stress, frustration, overwhelm, releasing anything you don't need at this moment, and noticing the breath ebb and flow as you breathe in, as you breathe out. And as you focus on the breath, letting your attention completely fill the inside, noticing the movement of the chest, the ribs, the tummy. Noticing as it expands as you breathe in, and as you exhale, noticing it relax. Letting yourself release tension and tightness from the shoulders, from the jaw, the hands and the arms, just letting everything go. Shaking it off, releasing it, letting it go like butterflies, letting it wash off you, wash over you, float away. As you breathe, focusing all your attention inwards, letting that absorb your thoughts, overwhelm your thoughts, consume your thoughts, noticing all you can about all the sensations as you simply breathe and let go. And then shifting your attention outwards, notice the symphony of sounds around you, in the room, outside of the room, outside of the building. Just letting those sounds, instead of attaching to you, act as if they're a symphony of sounds right near you, in the room, in the hall, outside. A symphony of sound as if it's created by an orchestra of nature. Bring your attention wider all around you, noticing all you can, without getting stuck on any particular sound. Take as long as you'd like to listen to, feel the moment-to-moment experience around you, as well as inside. Notice the changing flow of thoughts, feelings, questions, sensations, the aliveness all around you, awake to your inner and your outer experience. And of course, you'll notice your mind wander from time to time, questioning, analyzing, wondering. And whenever you do, just bring your attention back to your breath, back to the inhalation, to the exhalation, to the flowing, changing sensations in your body, back to the sounds around you. Every time you find your mind wandering, simply bring it back to your breath, to the sensations, to the orchestra of sounds all around you, using your breath as an anchor to focus your attention, to bring you back. Doesn't matter how long you wander off for, or how many times you wander off, just gently, with compassion, kindness, nudging it back. Good. And taking a moment to just notice how much more you feel in this moment. than you did just a few moments ago. And it never takes long to bring ourselves back to this moment, but we resist the urge, we carry on with things, our mind is constantly going. It never stops, nor should it. And we resist the urge to come back into the moment, back in our body, back to our breath, letting our thoughts still. So now what I'd like you to do, when you're ready, shift your attention to a situation that was distressing. Can be whatever situation you wish to bring to mind. It can be the more recent event we are working through with the accelerated resolution therapy. The time where you felt such shame, such judgment, such impatience with yourself as you dropped off the urinalysis to the lab. Can be a more recent situation in and amongst the family. I'm just going to be quiet for a moment while you settle on whatever situation is most distressing to you, keeping in mind as you practice this recording, you can use it to work through any situation. So as you choose one now, it doesn't have to be the most perfect, the most distressing, the most recent. It can be whatever is most bothersome to you at this moment. So be it the urinalysis, your boyfriend or his girlfriend, your mum, any other situation that's distressing. I'll take a moment as I'm quiet to focus on whatever's most distressing to you and bring it back to mind as fully and completely as you can, remembering all of what you were feeling, all of what you were thinking, all of what was happening in your body, the urges you had that you wanted to act on but were perhaps repressing or did act on, the beliefs about yourself, the person, the situation, the future. Notice all the uncomfortable emotions, thoughts, somatic sensations in your body. All the urges. Just take a moment to bring it all back to mind. Notice too if there's resistance to reliving it, to bringing it back now, and notice that. Notice what that feels like. Notice it as if you're watching you as well as being in your body, both at the same time. And as you bring it back to mind, amplify the worries, amplify the tension, the anger, the frustration, amplify the shame, the judgment, the frustration, amplify it all. Let the feelings grow more intense. It's okay, they'll be gone in a few moments, but for now, amplify it. Notice where you were, what you're doing, what you're feeling, what your hands, what your feet, what your legs were doing. Bring it all back to mind and make space for the discomfort, for the tension, for the distress, for the anxiety. Notice the moment-to-moment experience, regardless of whether you like it or don't like it. Would like to have it, experiencing it in your body or not. Allow it to be there. Good. Now the first step, whenever we're overwhelmed, distressed, or hooked by uncomfortable feelings, judgments, thoughts, beliefs, wants, and needs, is to stop. It's not what we all of us do. It's not human nature. It's counterintuitive. But stopping is the single most important thing you can do. For when you stop, and you notice, you observe in all of its ugliness, you have the opportunity to respond to it differently. The challenge is habitual ways of thinking, responding, feeling, habitual and old values, beliefs and needs. They're strongest, they're what we know most, they're most familiar. Because they're habitual, they come automatically, quickly, and strongly. They're old, familiar ways of believing about ourselves, judging ourselves, knowing ourselves. But just because they're habitual, familiar, and they're nasty and ugly, doesn't mean they're true. So stopping and pausing is the single most important thing we can do. To open up space for a different way of responding, believing, thinking, valuing, experiencing. Opening up and stopping in that moment opens up the possibility of difference, of change. So whatever situation you brought to mind, be it the urinalysis when you're standing in line, feeling that anxiety, that frustration, that judgment, that intolerance, that shame. As your fingers fidget, you're feeling that overwhelm, agitation, the breathing's changing. Or whether it's a situation with your brother and his girlfriend, Melissa, or a situation with your mom, or any other situation. Imagine in that moment having stopped. Stopped to not just hook into what you're feeling, but to notice it instead. As strange and uncomfortable as that may be, imagine what it would have been like to stop without judgment, shame, anger, frustration, anxiety, to stop and notice. Notice what you were feeling. Notice what was happening in your body. Notice the dizzying array of thoughts. Notice the breath changing. In anxiety, it's usually short and shallow breathing. In anger, it's usually holding our breath. Just notice what it would have been like in that moment to have stopped everything and to simply observe, to hold those emotions, sensations, that awareness in your body, in your mind, as if you're holding a baby bird with tenderness, compassion, and kindness. To observe it happening in your mind, in your body, without judgment, just noticing. Without rejecting it or judging yourself. Imagine for a moment what it would have been like to simply stop and notice. To notice with a kind of compassion, a caring for your experience, a gentleness for your experience, what it was, not as you would have wanted it be, but to notice all the sensations, discomfort, anxiety, the barrage of thoughts running through your mind. Notice it all. Being with it in that moment as you would be with a baby bird, compassion and kindness for your experience as it is, just as you would be for a friend, regardless of whether you'd experienced it as they did, feel what they feel, but that ability to be there with it in a compassionate, non-judgmental way, for the experience as it is, not as you want it to be. Feel the resistance to simply noticing. Feel the resistance to showing yourself compassion and kindness versus judgment and impatience. Feel the resistance to acknowledging perhaps anger, but not acting on it in that moment. But just acknowledging the anger, acknowledging the thoughts, the urges, the frustration, the intolerance, the anger at you, them, or others, the anger at the situation, anger at the future, anger at the past, worries about the future. Notice it all. One of the reasons why stopping is the most important thing we can do, because otherwise we'll respond to a situation in the same habitual way we have. But when we can instead notice, observe, hold it lightly, hold it kindly, we have the opportunity to change how we respond. When we can show ourselves compassion and kindness, lightness, acceptance, we have the capacity to change. Instead of taking on other people's emotions, expectations, beliefs, and values, we have the ability to look at our own. What are our needs, our values, our beliefs, our wants in that moment? Naming our emotions, naming our wants, our needs, our beliefs, naming our feelings in our body, the sensations, the experiences, noticing as our breathing changes without being afraid of it, noticing the agitation in our hands and our legs, noticing the dizzying feeling, the numbness, noticing all of it, noticing the fear of it, noticing the predictions of it, the belief of what may happen or could happen based on the past, but knowing this is different, this time and place is different, you're different. But noticing what it would have been like in that moment to stop and notice, to hold it lightly, with compassion, openness to whatever the experience is, regardless of whether we like it or want it. Notice the judgments, the beliefs, the wants, the desires. So the first step is to stop. Whenever we're experiencing anything distressing, to stop and to take notice. of all of what is our experience. And the second step is to take some long, slow, deep breaths, not to change the experience as we experience it in that moment, to do our deep breathing, not to calm ourselves, but to help us take notice, which is a different way to use your breath. So stopping, taking long, slow, deep breaths to take notice. So stop is the first step. Take long, slow, deep breaths is the second step. And as we take long, slow, deep breaths, we want to start observing, and that's the third step. So stop, take long, slow, deep breaths, and observe what happens. Observe what happens as we notice all these thoughts and feelings, sensations in our body, uncomfortable as they may be. Notice and observe the urges that we may have, regardless of whether we're proud of them or not. Perhaps the urge to yell at someone, maybe even hit someone, regardless of whether you like it or ever think you could do it. Just observe it with the same acceptance, compassion, and kindness. Observe all the emotions, the thoughts, the beliefs about the past and the future. So stopping, taking deep breaths so you can observe all of it in all of its form as it exists in that moment. Observe the tendency or desire to obsess, to become enraged. Observe the tendency to judge self or others. Observe the desire to lash out at self or others. Observe the body, the feelings as they course through your body. Observe the intensity. Make as much space for it as you can, as if you're making physical space around you for it to be there. Make as much emotional space for it to take up in your body. For when we try to push down emotion, make it go away, push down thoughts, not do certain things, certain urges, certain behaviors, the moment we don't want something, we resist something, is the moment it intensifies. So the goal of this exercise is to stop, to take long, slow breaths, to observe what is happening. Because in a counterintuitive way, the more we accept what is, the more we can let it pass through us. The more we can embrace, accept, hold lightly what is, the moment it shrinks, flows through us, washes off, passes by. The moment we can accept our judgments of self or others, accept and notice our frustrations of self or others, notice, accept our anxiety and our frustration with our anxiety, notice and accept our anger, our sadness, our hurt, our shame of self or others, is the moment we can interject a possibility for change. But when we judge, when we make ourselves small, when we want something else so badly, we hold so tight, we get farther and farther away from that reality. The more we cling, the less we can have. The more we want, the greater chance we lose. Clinging, wanting, holding tight, getting mad, getting angry, judging, makes our goals get further away. Instead, the more we can accept what is happening in the moment, let it be as it is, not as we want it to be, the more we open up possibility of difference, of change, The more we can get comfortable with being uncomfortable, as we can open up the possibility of feeling, believing, thinking, and doing in a different way. So in that moment, in that event you brought to mind, imagine just standing there, sitting there, being there with all the uncomfortable emotions, thoughts, urges, sensations, making physical space, making up emotional space, letting it take up space in your body, in your mind, letting it take up space in the room, in the building, letting it take up as much space as it needs, not trying to repress it, fight it, change it, push it down, push it away, make up, let it take up as much space. And as you do that, as you just simply notice all of it, notice and make space for it, all the ugly thoughts, feelings, urges, sensations, hold it tenderly, hold it compassionately, as you would a baby bird, as you would a friend's feelings. Make space for them, whether you get them, want them, understand them. Just make space. You open up possibility of difference, of change. So see yourself in that moment, in that situation, observing, breathing, making space. Observing, breathing, and making space. And as you observe, breathe and make space, notice how restricted, judgmental, ashamed you were, anger, anxiety. Notice it all, even if you don't wish to. Make space for it. Notice too what you're believing about you, about the situation, about the past, and about the future. Notice too what you're telling yourself it means. Notice as well what you believe is going to happen as a result. Notice why that matters. What is the importance? What are you most concerned about? Notice what you're most afraid of. And perhaps what it says about you, or the future, or the past. Notice what you're resisting to acknowledge or accept about the situation, about you. Feel the feelings that come with that. Notice too what you hope for. We all hope. We all aspire. But notice the urgency around that hope, the pressure. Notice what it feels like to acknowledge that hope, the urgency, the pressure. But what it's also like to accept what is in this moment. With a part of you believing or thinking, if I can accept what is, perhaps my hope will come true. If I can learn to think, believe, respond differently, even though I don't like what is, perhaps I open up the possibility for that hope to occur. By accepting what is, we can move closer to what we hope for. What is getting in the way right now? What is perhaps more realistic, more compassionate way to respond in this moment towards yourself? And if it's anger, ask yourself what's underneath the anger. What need, belief, fear is underneath the anger? Anger is a sign of a threat. Threat to your integrity, your autonomy, your respect. Perhaps perceived threat to your worthiness, to your relationships. A threat to others' view of you and how you wish to be perceived. What is underneath the anger? What is the threat? Is it hurt of humiliation, insignificance, unimportance? Is it helplessness, a sense of powerlessness? Is there anything that would be helpful to observe, to notice, to accept in that moment? Notice too any judgments. Judgments such, I hate for experiencing this, for feeling this right now. I hate that this is happening. And these are all natural reactions to feeling vulnerable, uncomfortable, unsafe. Investigate the judgments with kindness. Good. So just take a few more moments to notice your experience as it was, not as you wanted it to be. Your beliefs, your shame, your feelings, the sensations in your body, the urges, the awareness of what your body was doing, Notice it all. And using the wise, kind, compassionate part of yourself, try to bring an attitude of awareness and acceptance, allowing to your experience as it is in that moment. And so now, as you take some long, slow, deep breaths, and you continue to hold the experience lightly with compassion and kindness for your experience as it is in the moment, not as you want it to be. Take some deep breaths and allow all of the aspects, the thoughts, the feelings, the urgency, the judgments, the shame, the urges, allow them to flow through you. Allow them to release. Holding on to the compassion and kindness, allow the tension, the anger, the frustration, the shame, the judgment to flow through you, to flow off of you, to disappear, dissipate, evaporate. See yourself in that situation, having shown yourself more compassion, kindness, acceptance of the experience as it is, not as you wanted it to be. Let the tightness fade, the tension, the judgment, the smallness, the constriction fade. Let it all fade. Seeing it as it is, not as you necessarily want it to be, but as it is. And showing yourself the same compassion, kindness you would show others. So the last step in this exercise is to plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than in the past, and plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion. So S is to stop, T is to take some deep breaths so you can observe, O is to observe all of it in all of its glory with compassion and kindness, and P is to plan to respond in a way that shows yourself compassion, kindness, and plan to respond in a way that's markedly different than you may have in the past. And that may be simply to show yourself more compassion, acceptance, whatever it may be. So when you plan to respond in a way that is different, plan to respond in a way that's more in concert with your beliefs, your values, doing what matters to you, less focused on others' agendas, beliefs, needs, but more focused on your own, doing what matters to you. So planning to respond in a way that is meaningful to you, taking into account your beliefs, your needs, your values, your wants, your drives. So in whatever way you respond, just planning to respond in a way that's different than you may have in the past, that respond in a way that is in keeping with your values, needs, and beliefs. So if you were to respond in this situation that you brought to mind, in a way that was markedly different than you might have in the past, that shows yourself, that is more in keeping with your values, how might that have been? There could be a multitude of things that come to mind, but just sort of focus on one for now. How might you have responded in a way that was more in keeping with your values, what mattered to you, your beliefs, your needs, your wants, your goals? So just taking a moment as I'm quiet to imagine how that might have looked. And as you practice this exercise more and more, this way of thinking, these skills, the tolerance for accepting what is will grow. The ability to show yourself compassion and kindness will grow. A separation from the beliefs, values, and needs of others will grow. Greater attention to your needs, values, and the things that matter to you most will grow. So part of PE is to respond in a way that is markedly different in the past, and that is more in keeping with your goals, your needs, your values, your beliefs. And the second part of PE is to respond in a way that shows yourself greater compassion and kindness for your values, boundaries, needs, shows yourself greater compassion. Yes, and in doing so, we can be respectful, cognizant of the boundaries of others, but to also show ourselves respect, kindness, and compassion. Because you are as valuable, important as the needs and beliefs of others. Your needs, beliefs are just as valuable, not more and not less. So in that moment, in that event, how could you have showed yourself greater compassion and respect? Good. Now going forward, the more you practice this exercise, you may use the recording. You may just simply follow along with the steps. But just to remind you, the first step, whatever situation you're in, whenever you find yourself distressed in some way, is to stop. Pausing is the single most important thing you can do to break away from old habits. The second step is to take some deep breaths, not to change the experience, but to connect with the experience as it is, not as you want it to be. And O is to observe all of what you experience, the thoughts, the beliefs, the judgments, the shame, the anxiety, anger in your body, the emotions, the urges. Notice it all. Notice the beliefs, the desires, the wants. Notice them all. Observe all of what it is as it is. And the P is to respond in a way that's markedly different than you may have in the past, that honors you, your needs, your values, and respect for yourself. and plan to respond in a way that shows you greater compassion, kindness, and caring. So just take a moment now to breathe, to come back to your body, to restore calm and deep relaxation by following the breath all the way in, all the way out, releasing any residual tightness, tension, anger, frustration, releasing it all. And just letting go, letting your shoulders drop down, your jaw release. Breathing to restore, the tummy to relax. Emotions are powerful. And when we learn to befriend them, to notice them, we learn to get emotional, cognitive mastery. Awareness and understanding comes with acceptance first. And with acceptance, we can change. So when you're ready, you can return back to the room around you.